How are we doing, folks? So, as you probably know, or hopefully you're aware of, I've been really pushing men's mental health awareness. I really have. Because us guys, we sweep it under the carpet where you girls will be on the phone to your mates, calling us an asshole and getting off your chest, which is a great thing. But anyway, so I had a guy join the gym about an old boy. I'm not going to tell you his name. A lovely old boy. About a month or two ago. No, less than that, maybe. And he came in. He came in with his son or his grandson. And he looked around. I thought it was mainly for his grandson at first. And his grandson did come a couple of times. But more importantly, this guy came in. And I didn't think he'd come back. And I could tell he was a little bit troubled. He won't mind me saying that, especially after what he's told me today. We kept explaining about the gym, and I showed him round and what a family-run gym it is, and how we're here for the customer, and we really care, and you're not just a number at Dino's gym. Anyway, and I didn't think anything of it, and off he went. But he came back, and I got him in touch with a guy called Matt, who works as a PT for us, and under the guidance of Matt and ourselves, because he comes in on his own as well now, fantastic. Doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that, nothing to break any world record, but he kept coming in. And I never thought he'd come back. I didn't think he'd come back because I could see he had troubles. Anyway, so today he comes to the counter and he said that, can I have a word with you? I said, yeah, of course you can, mate. Of course you can. Everything all right? So I could see his eyes were a little bit glazed over, a little bit teary. And he won't mind me saying this. And he said, well, I don't know if you know, do you know? He said, but I had a mental breakdown. Not only did I have a mental breakdown, I actually got sectioned and put away for his own safety because of his mental health. I said, oh, right, I'm really sorry to hear about that. I said, and how did that come about? He said, well, I had four or five businesses and running around and this and that, and perhaps it all got a bit too much for him, and he had a meltdown, and off, and that was him done. He said, but the kids run this and the kids run that, and another one runs this part of the business, and that's... I said, and it's been great. He said, but the other night we had a problem. I said, oh yeah, what was that then? He said, the problem was this. He said, they were out at a job in Birmingham, and it was a nighttime job, I think he said. They couldn't get a gaffer. They couldn't get the workman. They couldn't get this. They couldn't get that. So his son's on the phone to the man I'm talking about. Daddy said, I know it's all gone tits up, but we can't get this. We can't get that. He says, don't worry, son, I'll come up. So his son goes, what do you mean you can't? He goes, no, I'll come up. So he went up to the town, got the job done. Not only did he get the job done, he had no help. He shut the door at the end of the job, at the factory, wherever he was working in the town. He said, no, when I came out the job after I'd done it, Dino, so I started crying. I said, did you, son? I said, and I could see he was getting tearful in front of me. He said, yeah. He said, really, because of you and Matt and everybody else who's helped me and how you've welcomed me. I said, really? I said, in what way? He said, well, if it wasn't for this gym and me coming here and you introducing me to the gym and showing me around and making me feel comfortable, and then Matt taking me on as a PT and your son and the staff welcoming when I come in, and he always thanks you and goes, thank you very much, and holds you with his two hands. He goes, I couldn't have done that. He said, I've been on all medication. I've been on this. I've been on that. I've been sectioned, like I said. He said, but this gym and me coming here and keeping fit has given me the mental strength to be able to go there and do that the other night. And he looked me in the eyes and he got my hands with two hands like this and says, looked me in the eyes with tears in his eyes. I said, I just want to thank you, Dino. I said, no. I said, you want to look in that mirror tonight and thank yourself because you've done that. You're the one who was turning up. And I said to you, I've got to be honest, son, if I'm going to be 1,000,000% truthful, when you walked out the door the first time, I didn't think you'd come back. I really didn't think you'd come back, but I am so, so pleased you did. And that's made my day, you telling me that. I told Matt, Matt already knew because he already had a chat with him. But as you can hear from my voice, you know, it's quite an emotional thing. Why on earth that the doctors don't prescribe going to a gym for your mental well-being is beyond me. It's absolutely beyond me. It is beyond me. He said to me, he said, I've had all the medications, I've had all the treatments. He said, but this gym, that's what done it for me. That's what done it for me. Well done to you, son. Well done to you. Like I said to you, if you keep yourself fit, the mind will follow. When you're on your arse, just turn up. Just turn up. Well done to you. Made my day, that did. Made my day.